This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Nuggets.
All right.
right.
I'm alive. Joseph. Mm. Just say that with me. Some golden nuggets.
Some golden nuggets.
From the life.
From the life.
For Joseph.
All right. Joseph. Amen.
Pages of the Bible are filled with stories of hundreds of men.
All right.
With nearly every story containing one common thread. It doesn't matter if the character is a king,
all right,
or a peasant, a prophet, or a general,
all right,
official, or a preacher. Because nearly every person mentioned has his or her dark side.
All right.
Revealed.
Yeah.
When you read your word, Noah got drunk.
That's right.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They all lied, saved their lives.
Yeah. Right.
Moses committed murder. David was guilty of adultery. Solomon was an idolater.
You all right?
Peter cursed and lied.
Yes, sir.
And the list could go on and on. Because my brothers and sisters, if these walls were tall, they would tell a lot of things.
Yes, they will.
About the dark part. About
yes, yeah.
If shoes could talk, and doorknobs could tell the story, of those who have walked through their doors and tell the stories of things that went on inside these walls. They will tell a lot about the stuff we have tried to hide. And things we don't want anyone to find out about.
All right.
But the pages of the Bible are filled with the sins of the people mentioned on its pages. We find here today that the verses we have read introduces us to a man named Joseph, the 11th son of the patriarch Jacob.
That's right.
His name means Jehovah has added.
All right.
Can I just put a pin in that and tell someone that's what God wants to do?
Yes.
To you in your life. That God want to add. God want to increase. I wish I had a word.
Come on, man.
God want to bless you with more.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
But his name means God has added.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joseph lived 110 years.
Uh-huh.
And yet when you read his record,
yes,
there's not a single sin attributed to this man.
All right.
He endured trials and affliction that most of us cannot even imagine.
That's right.
And nowhere does the Bible even give a hint that his faith in God ever wavered.
Right.
He seems to never have taken his eyes off the Lord.
That's right.
And I want to encourage somebody today. Keep your eyes on God.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Keep your eyes on the star post of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hold on to his unchanging hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And how I'm gonna know God will make everything all right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will.
It doesn't matter whether he was in a place of favor, as in his father's house, or whether he was in the depths of some prison. Joseph was the same man.
Yes.
Hardship did not harden his heart.
All right.
Riches and power did not corrupt him. He was the same man. Regardless of the circumstances in which he found himself. Truly a unique man. My brothers and sisters, I believe this morning that's the way God wants us to be. That is the same.
All right.
Every day.
Yes.
All right.
Of our lives.
Yes.
Be like Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the same.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Amen.
Today. And forevermore.
Amen.
Tell somebody God wants you to be the same.
God wants you to be the same.
Oh, children.
Right.
He don't want us vacillating all over the place.
All right.
One minute you're this way, the next minute you're that way, one minute you're up,
all right,
the next
all
minute
right,
you're
all
down,
right.
One minute you're out, next minute you're in. You don't know where you're at, and nobody else do.
All right.
But I need to tell you, God wants you to be the same.
That's it.
Every day.
That's it.
Irregardless of what the circumstance may be.
All right.
And I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, circumstances can change on you.
Yes, yes, yes.
One minute you're up.
Yes, yes.
But before that minute is over, you can be down.
Yes, yes.
One minute you can be in. But before the minute is over, you can find yourself on the out. I wish I had a witness here. Circumstances change.
Yes.
One minute you visited the sick. Then the next minute, also you can find yourself laying up with the sick.
That's right. That's right.
But irregardless of the circumstance, stop by today to tell you that God wants us to be the same.
Same way.
Faithful.
Yeah.